and meet Frank Cavallaro and the rest of the Daybreak team, including Jeanette Kelly. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning, Mike. Well, the Festival of New Cinema opened last night with a screening of Triptych, a new film by Robert Lepage and Pedro Pires. In a word, a glorious, cerebral investigation of life and relationships, in literally including brain surgery in this film. So also last night, the Louvre d'Or, the She-Wolf, the Golden She-Wolf tribute was presented to 90-year-old Jonas Mekas. He's the original film critic for The Village Voice, founder of Anthology Film Archives. He was a mentor to many experimental filmmakers, including Yoko Ono. He gave Yoko Ono her first job so she could get a work permit to come to the U.S. Jackie Kennedy got him to teach her kids about cinema. So someone who was a major figure in American cinema, born in Lithuania. I met him yesterday, and he talked to me about leaving Lithuania in the summer of 1944 and spending 6 years in forced labor and displaced persons camps before he got to New York, where one of the first things he bought was a Bolex motion picture camera. This is in 1949.
I was already bitten by the bug of cinema. It's already during last year in displaced person camps. There was a lot of bad, you know, average cinema. No, you could not see in displaced person camps the masterpieces of cinema, or what we call the art of cinema. We just saw schlock of cinema. But I was dreaming and visioning possibilities. I wanted to tell at least one story, and that is, how does it feel to be in exile? Because I thought that is a story that should be told, you know, and the world should know it, or more interesting. So that's how it began.
That's Jonas Mekas, and the FNC is showing several of his films. There's also an exhibition devoted to his work at the Phi Center.
Jeanette, thank you very much.